just a little bit of get this quickly for that. Hi, we're holding a Bikurim Daf. Like days on the days, I believe. Yeah, days on the days, Perek Rishon, Halacha Gimel, Maseches, and Bikurim. You can't bring a bikurim unless it's from the shivas haminim. You don't mix other things in, and you cannot bring lominat marim shibaharim. You cannot bring something that isn't mufchar. So it's marim that do not grow very well up on mountains. They do best if they're in the valley. So you don't bring marim baharim. On the other hand, lominat perot. The various other periods are best grown in a valley. The lomi zepay edena anahar. The lomi zepay shemen sheinan minamufar. Nor do we bring anything like zeitim that aren't from the mufar, even though they're perfectly usable. In the vim bikurim, the kodem la'atzeret. You don't bring before Atzer because it's called the Siman of the Bikurim. And Shei Hart Ruim, if you Bikurim put them Atzer, but lo kibumi. Indeed, these people used to get very early fruit. It was a mile at the beer. This was a Bikurim Shabbatir, but they wouldn't accept it. Mishmish Katur Baturav Chaga Satir Bikurim Atzer Hashet Tizraba Sadeh. So the Mishnah Torah refers to the Shtei HaLechem as the Bikurim, even though they're not really Bikurim. So why does it do this? To tell me that it's like they are the first of the Bikurim that should be brought. You must bring the Shtei HaLechem, Matshuot, and then bring the Bikurim. In Bikurim, now you see the Lakach Torah, she's called Pri Adama. If it would have said bring the reshit, that's right, you'll memorize it. But since it says Rabakasa mi reshit means only some of the reshit, the low core reshit. I say if that's your basis, mi reshit, the low core reshit, so maybe it's only sheet in the Saurian. That's why it says Pri Admatakha Riba, to tell me that there's a reboy of things that go in Earth at all. Ah, you'll say, so the Riba Tako. So that's the case. So you have a miyad bereva, so it's riba yavik. So we should now have anything that grows in artzacha should be chayav in bikurim. No, the first was a miyad. Reshit. Now we have a rivoy that's called priyad matacha. No. No. We start with why don't we say it's mireshit and it should only be the things that grain, those are the things that we bring in the base of English like the Bikur and the Shalashim are grain. So therefore the answer is Nemakan Atefa, Nemakan Eret Isa Sahora, and so on. Ma Aret Shinema Laham and Beshivat Aminim Akatub in Abbe, Af Aret Shinema Kan Beshivit Aminim, Abishivat Aminim Akatub in Abbe. So therefore, it comes to tell me that the point of this Eret, the same way that we find Eret is actually defined by Shiva Saminim. So wherever it says Artsecha, it is defined the same way, the Eretz of these meanings. Amazing thing. And I don't think people have the chal, the relation where it's talked to the Shiva Amin. Not stam, but these are things that happen to grow in Eretz Yisrael. Somehow or other, these things define the nature of Eretz Yisrael. It's like that. They shemen. We did, we talked about it, and that's what we talked about.
It's a long time ago, but it's an Eretz Tov. Explain what the difference is,
so we talked about it.
Eretz
Tov. No, 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 Imanu Adayim Kevin Brahman. Shalom. Lomitaskin. The Pharaoh time. When I know theoretically, when I'm armchair general thinking about things I know nothing about. Shem Yach.
When Rebbe comes back,
when Rebbe
comes back, it will be my
heart to be able to go and see the church. Nothing like getting your hands dirty with architecture. That was the guy that did Kurim. Not the Kurim, the Kurim. So no moon. So what is the Mishnah? It says in the prophet, it says Zay Shemen Udvash. What exactly is a Zay Shemen? We refer to it in the Mishnah. We refer, what is the meaning of it? Zay Shemen Zay Aguri. And Aguri is a type of Zayat that has a lot of oil in it. Very, very valuable Zayat. And that's what you bring. You don't bring from Sam Zayat. You bring from Zay Shemen. The Bani, the Shemer of the Elkanon, says in our terms, this is called the Avarisi. You know why it's called an Aguri? It keeps the oil inside. Well, isn't that supposed to be the quality team Abim Shem and what the other ones don't keep their oil? I mean, what's unique about this thing? Amr Rabbi Chanina, call it a team at Shemini or Dima and the Impotim Shamnan. The difference is whether when they get wet, does the water draw out oil? The Zerah Gishamim Yadim Alad will get it from the Tocho. It has a waterproof skin, and it doesn't shed any oil through its skin in the rain. And that's why it's called Ogeric, and continues to protect the oil in it. Dvash refers to Tamarim. Maybe it means Dvash, Yachod Dvash Mamish. Maybe it means Dvash of Rabbi. Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar says, Chiv, Uchifrot Adavar, Rabu B'nai Yisrael, Reishid, Dagan, Tirosh, V'yitar, V'dvash. Now, Yabu over there was referring to taking off mice. So tell me, Dvash is Chayim a mice? So how could it possibly, how could they include Reishid, Dagan, Tirosh, V'yitar, V'dvash in the story of the Riboy Amarasroth? Right? And there was a takana where Chizkiyahu had made a takana that the people were not being mocked and taking off Meister. And so he brought Hadavah when they were Mesake in a very stark takana. So it says, Yibu B'nai, so they gave a lot of mice. How can you take Meister from Dvash? Ela Dvorin. Okay, I remember Meister. Obviously, that wasn't referring to Dvash Dvorin. Rabbi Brach, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachma, Lama Ksiv Eretz Shnei Pa'amim, Lodiyach HaShe'in HaBayit Omeid, Ela Al Shnei HaDvarim Halal. You should know that the thing that Eretz Yisrael, that the Iker of living in Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the Shemen and on the Tua. It's Eretz Zayit and it's Eretz Tita Visaira. Those are the Iker. The whole Amida of the home, so to speak, meaning about the home front, is on these things that provide the Iker nourishment for a person. The Lama Nichlalu, so why are other things then included? So Yuda Bar Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman, Chavim El Bracha, including these other meanings that tell me the din of Kedimah is Baraka, like we learned in the Masech of Baraka. Kalamuktam, the prophet says, Mukum the Baraka. And the other one says, not the din that Kedimah often says, that Kalapasik has a lo nemra, Ella Lishiurim. Look what we have, Sita, you know, Ashtash, that's Prat, and that's in Kesaira, Kesaira, and so on and so forth. So it's remuzzing to the Shiurim. You understand that over there, fine, that's an actual limud. But man, yama le shiurim. I mean, what's the kavod shiurim? Tanina, Baharis, Tigris. What about the sheriff Baharis? The sheriff's a grit. Where does it say grit? in this pasuk. Why isn't that mentioned in the pasuk? It says the shear of Sheret is Kadasha. Where is it changing about an Adasha? And if you're telling me that anything that is kosher to the meaning are mentioned in this pasuk, how do we leave out Grisim and Adashim? We should have 9 minutes and include Grisim and Adashim. You're telling me it's not that the parents have any Hashivas. If you're telling me it's for Bracha, then these parents have Hashivas, and the Hashivas is expressed in the difference in Bracha. But if you're telling me that it's not that these parents are kosher as parents, these parents are kosher because we use them as shiurim for other things. So why are we leaving out arbitrarily two of them? It doesn't make sense. So how do you explain that? Pshita, have a meal son. That it's obvious that in a case where Yiddish Bikurim holds Yeshiva Hamina, if somebody would go in and be mafresh other things, then certainly lo kodesh. It's not the pshat, don't, but if you do, it's kodesh. It is not shy of the shame Bikurim on anything that isn't from these Yeshiva Hamina, that's for sure. Makligin, the question that we would have would arise on things that are excluded from Bikurim because they're not the Mufa, Shabim and Ayan. So is that a Lekatsira? Like, tomorrow Shabaharim, with Peor Shabaharim, that's Takamakot. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Rabbi Elazar, Lo Kadesh. That's like a different species. It's not excluded from Bikurim. Rabbi Elazar, Hashem, Rabbi Ami, says, it's Palgi. Rabbi Yosef, Hashem, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar, Lo Kadesh. Reish Lakish Amar Kadesh. What's this? I'm Rabbi Yena. Taina, the Reish Lakish. She came ima varvitaram in ara la yaseh. From Asher Kuna. It's no different from the concept over there. It also says that it has to be the shamein, right? It has to be chaldo. So, okay, but that doesn't mean that it defines the mean that you can decide it taking mina sheno mino. It's taking from a geruah. So it's chal. It's the same mean. So over here also, it's not like it's a different meaning if it's growing in the Arim or if it's growing in the Amokim. So it's not. Why is it different than Truma? So in the male, it's not a different meaning. It's just what I'm supposed to do. Omer Yosi, it's not similar at all. But the fact that Shamin and Teres are Ra'im, Chayavim B'Mahat Rod, the difference is that the Peros, let's say all I have is Peros Aroyim. Is it Havamina that I'm not brought from my trip? I shouldn't take the one on the other, but I certainly need to take off from it on itself. But where do we teach it? I mean, Peros Aroyim, Chayamim, the Bikurim. Where did it ever say that if all you have is Peros Aroyim, you have to take off Bikurim? The stuff is a lacha. So by Mitzvahs, I know that it's higher than Mitzvahs. I tell me, if I take something that's higher than Mitzvahs, I will partner something else that's higher than Mitzvahs, as long as it's the same plea. Thank you very much. So from there, you're going to bring me a riot that if I take something that isn't higher than Bikurim, that I can bring it as Bikurim? Who's to say that it would be calling it at all? It's a ridiculous comparison. Because we never find a fear on Bikurim as something that isn't Minam Mufka. But nobody ever suggested, it's only, you should be married mitocho es chelbo mineno. How does it take the best of it? But then, there's no din that there's an objective sense of what is chelev and that's chayev and truma. I can't get over here. This defines what is chayev to call bikurim. So if you look at it like that, it's like a ridiculous to make any comparison at all. And that's the interesting thing I'm going to be honest with you. It seems pretty clear that there's no chiyuv at all. It says ein mevin min hatziporim v'lo min habeishonim v'mevin lo kishuv. Here it says the pharisees, if you don't bring from peros that grow in tzipori, because in tzipori it's too mountainous, and you don't bring from Beit Shan, Baishanim, because over there it's too amokish, and memela, if you're broad, it's not chiyuv at all.
One
in
the
whatever grows best in that area. We may be, huh?
Pomegranate.
It's amazing because Sipori is called the Zavat Chalav with Vashra Veret Yisrael. Anir Aidi Chalav,
right? Now
It's a tragedy. Not to be the Hubbard. When you learn the difference between life and death, and where to turn, I will pay attention to you in a moment. Some of us can't be Madaiac on right and left. I'm going to be Madaiac in the Bush Paris. That's where I used to guard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. My, I want so much to have enough for myself. So, the message in Isaiah, yeah, she said, immediately, maybe go to Omer of Israel. The Noyet Haman, the Enim Sukkot, if you have the Enim that have thorns in them, Melukabot, Ulavimu, Vakot, Mushanot, or if you have grapes that were covered now with thick, maybe rain and some mud got stuck on them, they became smoky because it smoked away the bugs on them, and now they have a taste of smoke. Inim, avo, maybe imin hateinim v'not sheva, umin ha'anavim halav luniot. You do bring from v'not sheva the type of teina. That's considered to be moved far enough. And anavim that are malav leiv, and that's also considered to be moved far.
Bring some tefillin, nothing they can.
And also not from there, because both are minagruim. This is considered to be min hamufkar. The Tamar Aval, they're going to tell me now, Aval may be in. They're saying, well, you know, you can't bring this, but Benot Sheva you could bring. In other words, they're not that bad. But what do you mean they're not that bad? These are excellent. Why are you telling me Aval is just like a finish? Even though you can't bring this, but you can. What? Why a but? Where's the but? What's the but have to do with it? No but. This is no chatzilam no mukhav. Love their language. Well, Chavit about Aval, but you can say but when there's such good stuff. It's a colloquialism. The problem over here is that these become full only at the end of the season. So if that's the case, you're saying, how can I call them Bikurim? They are the best, but they're the end. So Bikurim means the earliest. So maybe you can't, by definition, can't call the end of a season as Bikurim, even though that's the time that you get the best parts of the season. Tony, we're trimming a meal on there. So that's mufkar, and you don't say parshas bikurim in korin ela al hakotavot. Kotavot are the thick ones. Reb Shimon ben Elazar on there. Rimonei amakim maybe in the korin peirot sheba amakim part, but rimonim grow best under those circumstances, and therefore you may be the kere. Honor money, not more. Halach kadalat perakrishin. On the eretz of Atzal, eretz of rather Zeit Shemin, and eretz Sita the Sayra. But those are the Yikr. Sita and Shemin, that's the Yikr.
Very important. A bias means a household. It doesn't mean.
Yeah, well, you weren't listening. Yeah, the household. Sounds like the household to me on the house. The house, what do you call it now that they made in America? The home front. The home is only on these two things. Yeah. 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 Well, it's still true to a great extent. If you're not a, if you're not one of these meat eaters, that's the main thing. It's like a bread and oil. It's a very spicy. So the Mishnah, Alokha Galit, Elu Nevin Velo Korin, Hager, Nevin a Fresh, and Yechol Omar, and Nishbar Hashem Lavotein Ola Tetman. We might call him Mo Mi Yisrael, maybe we Korin, because then he has Avoy, so he would not only Avoy through his aim. וכשהוא מתפלל בינו לבין עצמו, הוא אומר, אלוהי אבות ישראל. ושקראו בבית הכנסת, הוא אומר, אלוהי אבותיכם. אם הייתה אמו מישראל, הוא אומר, אלוהי אבותינו. וזה נדבר, אני מכנת אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו. אם זה אלוקינו ואלוקי ישראל. Or if there's other people that he can point to, he can say, אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותיכם. רביון ורביות. Mm-hmm. We'll give him a chance. Rabbi Yonah of Rabbi Yossi. Tarzei Hon. B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. He's Mekeni Chosin Moshe Yimach Beisha. The Mishnah is talking about the Ger, that's Lady Vena Tereya. Tereya is talking about the children of Yisrael. And the point is that since they did have an interesting relationship there to Saul, because the Gemara says that they were given Doshna Shayericho. And Doshna Shayericho means they had some chaylik, there's his role. It wasn't a normal chaylik, it was just the birth, basically. But Memela, it's shy to talk about what they can bring. But Galen, understand, if Gair doesn't have a chaylik in Eretz Yisrael that he could bring, what's he bringing from? And what's the chaylik? What's Shaq say? He's not chaylik, but he brings. He brings what? He can't say b'chol. There's no land that he has, right? Forget about Havotena. What do you think? Shemishvah Shem Havotena. That's not a problem. He doesn't have any land b'chol to relate to that. He could say, what's it, Shemai? Why do we need to worry about the Havotena again? And Hashem Atatavi, he can say. He's got to be talking about a special case. Well, what do you mean? The Nei Keni Chotei Moshe should be made the anchor. The Chiv L'cho Eteno Ve'etavnu L'cho Mashma, that he's saying that I'm going to give you a chelek from that which Hashem promised us L'cho Eteno, that I will give you the Yerushas Avotecha and we're going to give it to you. Mashma don't have mamash a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So then why couldn't they also say Hashem is Rabbah Rabbeinu? But the Chizki of Hashem Rebbe was the law of my king. Well, Ma Tam Omer HaKutrofin, Va'eved, Va'shviya, Va'isha, Va'tumtum, Va'androgenes, Medin, Lo Korim, Sha'ager, Hare Amur, Tifarasha. He doesn't hold the Rebbe Yonah Rebbe Yosef Pshat. He says, we see later on, that it says that all of these people, such as the Apotropos, and Eved and so on, they're maybe. However, they're not Keren. The reason is because they can't say, says an Urshal Ferish, Enam Yecholom Hashem Asapali. So the Kasha is therefore is, if you're telling me that they can bring, then why do we say that they can't be Keren? Isn't the same standard? I mean, if there's no din of Kriya, then there should be no din of Avot. But because in the parsha of Bikurim it says Beferish, the Ger, it says by Ger Hashem Bisharecha. So in the Mela you see that a Ger is somehow Shayat Tavaz Bikurim. Since he's Shayat Tavaz Bikurim, and he certainly has to bring it. It's just that he can't say what it says in the parsha, because I mean, it wouldn't be true. I can't say Hashem Bishvat Avotena. So you see from there that it's Shayat Halacha of Havah without Kriya. And since it's Shaya for Chavah, blah, 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 without Kriya, maybe we have a remez in the project for it. Don't have to come on to a special case where they were given a share of Eretz Yisrael. Omer Shul Bar Yitzchak, Ki Pater Ba'im Ger, the Haka, Vivnei Keni Chotei Moshe. I could say that maybe that's what it's referring to. Maybe the Hagera, Shem B'Sharecha, are the Gerim. But who's to say that there's a, you are ready to admit that there do exist, there does exist a set of Gerim that is Sakhanaid. Maybe that set of Gerim is maybe the Kerem, and it's referring to the Bnei Kerem. And the reason that they're included is only because they're Shayach both Saba and the Kriya. But how do you see from here that there's a general din of a Ger that Shayach to Hava, but not Shayach to Kriya? Where do you see in the Torah that there are two separate standards for Hava Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim? Maybe you can't, don't have one, you know, the other. If we didn't have a concept of Doshna Shayurichwa, you're right. Obviously, the Torah is saying a Ger is Shayach and not Shayach. What does that mean? He's maybe even a carrot. But now we know that there are Gerim that are also Shayach to Hava and to Kriya. Maybe that's what it's referring to. No, but they still can't say Ashenishbat Alavotenu. That's still true. You would think. That was the original thing. It's not their forefather.
That
was originally the way the Gemara got to it. Then we asked on that. I mean, if well, that was the kashan, and that's why he disagreed. He said, if it says lecha, no, we'll give it to you. It's lashon lecha ten of eight tal nolach. So in the
Neir Kinnan. So wouldn't that be just all early Gary?
Why would we give the chelik in Eretz Yisrael to that again?
Okay.
The Arab Rab didn't get a chelik. That was the whole question about the, you know, the Ben Ish Mitzri. Who Ben Ish Mitzri that he wanted to take a, wanted to be Yarish with the Shevet, they threw him out. He didn't have a Shevet. If there's no Shevet, my Tota will come, our Tota will see in our figure back in Baba Basha. We're going to get actually to a similar case here in our Gemara. From the Yossi, why can't it be Kaima the Binyamin Bar Ashtur? He was still Kamele Bethia Barba and said, the case could always be that a goy who is boba vera bas Yisrael. So now, when we're saying over here imo mi Yisrael, what's the term imo mi Yisrael? So it comes along a goy now, and this guy who is born from a goy, shemakalov, is not a ger at all, right? So in that case, the child doesn't have a father at all, so to speak. So the goy is not a father. Doesn't have any Yerusha from, if he was in a ger, fine, but he's a goy. So Mimela, in that case, he is entirely, it's like brother Bat Shmuel. He is entirely his mother's son. He has no father. So in the, that's what we're talking about. A Jew who has no father. He was born only of a mother. So they're telling us that you can still say Ashenish Batel Avotenu. But if she herself is married to a ger and he's following the father, so then how exactly would that work? That was your original question, right? So then over there you could say Ashenish Batel Avotenu. Apparently, no. A ger mamish, his part becomes part of Klal Yisrael. The ger can say Ashenish Batel Avotenu. The only case that we could say such a thing is that he's unable to say Ashenish Batel Avotenu is where he doesn't have a father. Yeah, that means he doesn't have a father. So he says his father's a goy. So then the Mishnah is talking about such a case. But the other says no. The other will all not change. And when Rebbe Shmuel Eilen the Bei Bar Ashtur, the Inan Gerim Benei Gerim, it's not true. This might have been Yama Bar Ashtur. Never said that Stam, the Negerian, would be Negerian Bikurim if the father was a Ger. Because you still can't say Hashem Yishbata, right? Because we say Hashem Yishbata of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are not the fathers of these people. Who cares if they have fathers that are Jewish? In the sense that they were Gerim, right? There was no shvua for this person ever, for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So something's wrong. So if you have, okay, Gerim, B'nai Gerim, so then they can say in Davening, Elokei Avoteinu, because they have forefathers, right? That they can say. Okay, but that doesn't mean they're identifying separately. Elokei Avraham, okay, Elokei Yaakov. That's not necessarily just the same individual. And also, we have forefathers, but you're also a Elokea. You're Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. But the problem is that the meaning of Haikat Imoni Israel, Amir Elokei Avoteinu, it says if the mother was Jewish, you could say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, but not if you're Gerim, B'nai Gerim. And here he's saying, if they're Gerim, B'nai Gerim, you can say Elokei Avoteinu. Isn't that against the Mishnah? Amir Yossi, Shema B'nyamin Ba'ashtur, Kamei Rabbi Chiya Baba, Rabbi Chisda, B'shem Rabbi Chiya Baba, Kema Ba'ashtur Kuminan, B'goy Shababa Aver Abbas Yisrael, Himat Yisrael. Originally we thought that the case of Imam Yisrael is the shot. Only if a ger married a woman who was from Yisrael, then you could say, look, everything. But not if it's a ger who is the son of a ger. And on this, you said, that's where the Maitre was. So he came to say that where do you say that B'nai Gerim can say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu? The normal cases they would be able to say because the father is a ger. It's the case in the Mishnah demands Imam Yisrael where the father is a goy. So there's two separate issues over here. In a case where a father is a goy, there's a chiddush that the mother is in Yisrael. You can still say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, because through the mother, which is on the yichus, he has the right to say that. But on the other hand, if the mother is a gioret and the father is a ger, he can also say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, because he has a father as a ger. So even though he himself is a ger, it wouldn't make any nafkamina. Because there's still shayach to say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. That's all that we're saying. Says Rabbi Zvika, I'm Rabbi Zvika, I don't understand. When you say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, isn't that the explanation of Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu? Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So that's what he's being mechaving on. So he's including his mechaving, well, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are not Avoteinu. What do you mean? It's because his father's a ger. So he's saying, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, to my father's a ger. And then there's also separate Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I mean, that's not what the words mean. No, it means that I'm thinking, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, who are defined as Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So how can he say that? I mean, what are you going to say, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, that what, Akadosh Baruch Hu is Nikra Al Shem, his grandfather, the Goy? I mean, that's not what it means. It means it's not a comment on the fact that I happen to have a father who also worships you. That's not the point. It's that you're Nikra Al Shem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov, the child of Elokei Avoteinu. It's a Kri Al Shem, Kaviyoko, Akadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you say that he could say such a thing? He's making a joke at all things. My father and the father of my father, the ger, the God of my father, the ger. They call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Shem, the father, the ger.
And furthermore, Kulun Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Zachari. I don't have a promise. What do you mean? His mother is from Yisrael. So maybe he doesn't have any other Yisrael. He's maybe the Kareem. Why? Because Hashem Nishba Avoteinu. But it wasn't Nishba Avoteinu to give it to your mother. Your mother wasn't guaranteed a Yerusha. It was Nishba that the Zechorim will have a Yerusha. Who's to say your mother will get a Yerusha? Well, only if there's no Zechorim, because she inherits the Zechorim. So the Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulun Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zechorim. Shemel and the Kavis. So if you're talking about what the words mean in Mikra B'Kurim, both of these stuff don't make any sense. That he's able to daven Elokei Avoteinu doesn't make sense. And then he's able to say
This halacha doesn't make sense. Neither makes sense to me. Hello? Neither Murphy, anybody there? Ah, Ken, I don't know, calling me Murphy. Ken. Ken. The same one is for the party, so Ken. Mao has come again. Ah, Ken. Toda. Ken, who is the born of the Kavano, she is the prayer, I know, Mania Borna. Weinberg, Matitio. Ken. So I don't understand either side. So in the same way, the other, Gerard Snow may be victorious. Matanki, Ava, I'm going in the Safiha, Ava, I'm in the Ava, of all the going. So why can't he say, I can't even write a lot of the Tino? Forget about having a father who's a Gerard. Even if he's a Gerard, he should be able to say it. Meaning, this is Rashi's Mokka, Shabbat, you to have Laro. That's the chant, even in the name of Avram, right? He's explaining, why am I adding this to your name? What's the additional hay? And I'm giving you this to be an Av Hamon Goyim. In which case, you could bring a Shemesh Batel Avasin.
What's
your father? Well, if Avram is our father, so then it means that the...
But then
and we're talking about now the maybe the Kohen or whatever. Yeah. It's not talking about the Kohen. You sure been laid on that? Excuse me, I love Kohen Yehuda. In fact, also Uzak, I mean, every day Abu. But how did Kohen Yehuda? He was Meir HaLof HaLamaisa. Now, this is a problem, because Meir HaLof HaLamaisa can't be referring to the Kohen, because there was no Kohen. So it's got to be referring Meir HaLof HaLamaisa and Tfila. And here we take a passage and Ger says, I can't always have the same. Because apparently, once Avram Avinu is your Av, so then everything that comes out from Avram is a continued thing that develops your vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your Av. That's the Chol Chayishmi, the Lei Bekula, Magen Avram. It's all secondary to Magen Avram. Gevaldik, a new insight that also. Unbelievable. Doesn't matter though, it's his is Avam ongoing. Where is it? I have to do something with the world.